always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
School called. Your child's sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Pediatrics at South College Station gets you in the same day. Our caring pediatricians are board certified, close to home, and backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4480. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 73 for a high today with north winds. Now they've kind of upped their chances of rain here to 50-50, so may still get some today. 61 tonight, 40% chance of rain on Saturday and Saturday night. It's a 70% chance of rain now on Sunday, 60% on Sunday night. 63 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station Bryan. We'll talk to Kyle Cassell right after the local news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. There's a lot to clean up in a little town after a tornado in Illinois. Witnesses say was big.
This is violent.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They saw it from their car. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is now seeing all the damage it caused in Fairdale. He's there live now.
Dave, we're standing next to a home here in Fairdale that's completely been reduced to rubble by a tornado. That's also damaged or destroyed almost every structure in this tiny town. Debris and downed power lines just about everywhere you look. One dead, seven hospitalized, and many others suffering minor injuries. Just to the south of us in Rochelle, more homes and a restaurant also leveled as crews continue a secondary search right now throughout the region of every door, every window, making sure all people have been accounted for. Dave.
Jeff, it's called the Summit of the Americas, but the U.S. and Cuba are taking center stage in Panama City. Fox News Radio's John Decker's traveling with the president live.
Late Thursday, Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Cuban counterpart here in Panama. The meeting, which lasted 2 hours, represents the highest level discussion between the U.S. and Cuba in more than 50 years. As for the president, a handshake with Cuban President Raul Castro will likely occur today at the summit, but a one-on-one meeting between the two leaders, if it happens at all, would not occur until tomorrow. The president signaled on Thursday that he will soon act to remove Cuba from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Dave?
John, there are numerous reports Democrat Hillary Clinton will announce Sunday that she's going to make a second run for president. A 19-year-old college freshman who inspired many battling brain cancer died early this morning. Lauren Hill had an inoperable brain tumor, and Mount St. Joseph University in Ohio moved up the start of its basketball season opener to let her play, cheered as she made two layups in last year's game. Hill raised more than $1.5 million for cancer research. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-529-4511. That's 1-800-529-4511. 1-800-529-4511.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. The service and selection are second to none, and they offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
And here he comes.
It's the Crawfish Man.
He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
A
I'm your crawfish man.
Crawfish to go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. You looking to have a crawfish boil for Parents Weekend or Aggie Ring Day? We can do that for you at Crawfish to Go. We bring that party to you. Write down the number, 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
On the computer, crawfishtogo.com.
There are some things you can rely on this time of year. The days will get longer, the weather warmer, and Batteries Plus bulbs will have the exact Duracell Ultra motorcycle, lawn and garden, and marine batteries you need to get the season started right. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Right now at Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $30 on X2 Power Marine batteries after mail-in rebate and instant savings. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:05 and 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council heard last night from a dozen opponents to closing Veterans Park to allow Texas A&M football fans to park and ride Get to the Grid shuttle buses. Carlos Sandia, who recently moved to College Station with his four children after retiring from the Marines, says Saturday morning soccer was played wherever he was deployed.
Taking that away, I don't see the honor in that. I don't see the College Station family values in that. I just don't see it. I do have faith, though, that it's not going to happen. I just don't see it happen. It's not in line with what this city stands for.
One of two youth players who spoke was Luis Hurtado.
A park, millions of dollars. Thousands of developing future generations to nothing but a parking lot. I do not agree.
The council will consider in 2 weeks whether to continue negotiating with Texas A&M. On the eve of more local open houses about proposed high-speed rail between Houston and Dallas, a state Senate committee has voted on legislation that prevents developers from having eminent domain power to take land against the will of private landowners. Among the supporters of Senate Bill 1601, written by Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, is Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner.
I think the people of Senate District 5 would be disenfranchised with a high-speed rail cutting across their land, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of stops, if any stops. And so you're taking their property for a private venture, and I just don't think that's the right path for Texas.
Texas Central Railway is hosting question and answer meetings tonight in Madisonville, tomorrow morning at College Station's Lincoln Center from 10 to 11:30, tomorrow afternoon at Navasota Intermediate School, and tomorrow evening in Montgomery at the Lake Conroe Event Center. The recall of Bluebell ice cream joins hummus and spinach being taken off store shelves due to foodborne illnesses traced to Listeria. The head of the Texas A&M Center for Food Safety, Gary Acuff, says Listeria is a bacteria that likes to travel, which is why it gets easily inside of food production facilities.
It can come in, and on the raw food. It can come in on ingredients. It can come in on people's clothes, on dust.
Acuff says Listeria is unique because it flourishes in cold temperatures, which is problematic for foods that cannot be heated. On the 150th anniversary of the Civil War ending at the Battle of Appomattox, the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial dedicated its newest statues.
A rifle salute by Union and Confederate reenactors in period uniforms was followed by the playing of taps, which was composed during the Civil War. Going Home is the name of the memorial, featuring two statues. They are given nicknames by the keynote speaker, Baylor history professor Michael Parrish.
Johnny Reb and Billy Yank, the citizen soldiers of the American Civil War.
The positions of the Union and Confederate sculptures separated by a split rail wood fence was noted by the Memorial Board's president, retired General Randy House.
Look at the faces of these two statues. You can look through the slats. They're looking at each other eye to eye with respect. But glad it's over. And if you study them carefully, you might even think they could be brothers.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can see photos and listen to the dedication program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Ten after. Let's do some weather. We're going to do weather and all that kind of stuff in a minute. Actually, we need to talk to Kyle Cassell, and then we'll talk to the folks from the City of College Station. But let's do some weather right now.
Cooler temperatures move into the area today. We'll see lots of clouds. Shower and thunderstorm activity will diminish. Temperatures will be around 70 today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight near 60. Tomorrow, frontal system is close by. We'll have clouds. Could see a shower or a storm. We start to warm back up. 80 tomorrow. There's the risk of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 65. Cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
It's 8:10. Let's head over to Austin. Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Scott, good morning. And I'll answer that with, I'm still in Austin.
Yes, you are, as a matter of fact. So that means it is busy times. Once it gets started, it is nonstop. I believe my general manager was over in front of you earlier this week.
Yes, very happy to lay out a bill for the radio world and help them with getting tax benefits on digital equipment. And Ben and I had a good day, so that went very well.
All right, glad to hear that. Let's talk about taxes, obviously, because we were talking to the senator yesterday, and there's going to be some button aheads in the conference committee. But I think the thing that people need to know is that the Texas House of Representatives wants to lower the state sales tax, which is the first time in history. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, our plan looks at taking that 6.2% that the state's portion and dropping that to about 5.95%, which would save every family in Texas about $172 plus or minus a year. That puts everybody participating. It's a good plan. Everybody wins.
Well, and that also might drive some people in from bordering states to come over and spend a little money in Texas, and we always like that.
Those Tom Sawyer whitewash projects are always good.
Yeah, come over and help us with this. Now, obviously, it's going to face a fight in the Senate because they're more property tax-driven and business tax-driven, but I guess I'm not going to say it caught the Senate by surprise, but this is certainly a deviation from the direction that they're going.
Very much so. We had this concern from the beginning, as you and I talked before we even gaveled in for the first day, that our plans were going to be different and our budgets are different and our tax cuts are different. And, if we focus on that property tax, we're going to be crippling our schools and our counties. And we really got to be careful about that. Like I said, the sales tax route that we're going in the House, it affects every Texan, and I think that's a better way to go.
Speak to me a little bit about that. John Rainey, the other representative from here in Brazos County, only deals with one set of county commissioners and county officials. You, on the other hand, you've got a pretty full menu when it comes to that. Tell me what kind of feedback you've been getting from your cities and counties.
Well, let's just say all five county judges and 19, 20 commissioners have all called, and they kind of like our plan a little better, too.
Sure. Well, but also going along with that is school districts, and I know that's certainly interesting because the governor basically came down and talked to some leadership in the House, and he's been a pretty hands-off governor, at least since he started, but this was important when it came to funding for schools. Now, there's more money out there, but you're not going to be expanding the existing programs rather than extending like to a full day pre-K or expanding the eligibility of pre-K. So I think There are a lot of educators who probably are a little frustrated about that plan. Tell me how your educators are talking to you about this.
Well, I think we're going to attack education here soon. Chairman Aycock has got a plan. I think he's going to unveil that next week. On the pre-K, I mean, let's be real clear. The governor had five emergency action items: pre-K, border security, ethics reform, transportation, and higher ed. And the House tackled pre-K this week. HB4 had a little controversy, but it is one of the governor's emergency items. We passed it overwhelmingly. You know, some argue it doesn't do enough. Some think it does great. It is the governor's plan, and we have to close that gap at early childhood development, and this is a start. And hopefully there'll be some bills later on in the session that help it out. But it was very important to the governor, and I think Governor Abbott is correct. Pre-K is very important.
Well, again, your House district is really, truly amazing because you have to deal with so many different situations all across the spectrum. I mean, it's fascinating. Also like to get your comments, though, because we're coming up on the two-year anniversary of West, and I know that that's something that you have watched over very closely.
Absolutely. We laid out some bills this week, environmental reg, about the storage of ammonium nitrate. Obviously, I had a bill. I also laid out another bill in reference to 911 calls, so that volunteer and professional firemen, when that call goes out, the 911 system will say you are heading to a tier 2 facility, meaning they'll have over 10,000 pounds of certain chemicals, and that's going to help our volunteers and our regular firemen so they know exactly what kind of fire they're going to fight.
Sure, you don't want to go into something that's unknown. And I would recommend to people, if you haven't seen it, take that short drive up there. If you're headed to Dallas, for instance, what you see on the just from the interstate of West now, it is a city that has taken this disaster and really turned it into an opportunity to reinvent itself.
You know, they have done incredible. I have to take my hat off to Mayor Muschka every day. He and the city council and Commissioner Will Jones and County Judge, Scott Felton, the local folks have done everything. And they've got good engineers, good Aggies, Jed Walker, and they have rebounded well. They're moving fast. We have rebuilt faster than any disaster in U.S. history, and there's something being said about that. Those folks love their community, and they put everything into it, and they have been here in Austin, and we're trying to help them any way we can, and we've been very successful.
Yeah, glad to see TEA, I think, gave them $10 million to help finish plug the hole that they have.
From the school side, yes, and that's going to free up some more money to help the city finish everything they have on time and not go into any debt that they can't recover from.
What are the high points on your calendar between now and when we speak again next week?
Well, I mentioned A&M slightly, so we got to talk about HB 100 that passed yesterday, helping TRBs that is going to help A&M be able to issue about $850 million in bonds. And for all the buildings we got going and the students coming, that's a good thing for back home.
Well, it's two projects, too, I think they're able to. They weren't sure if they're going to be able to get to, but they did. So that's
well, we still got to get them through the Senate and the whole process. But the House is taking the lead and taking charge, so I'm proud of what we're doing over on the House side.
Kyle Cassell joins us most every Friday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Kyle.
Scott, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Let's turn our attention to College Station. And Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
So what time did you finish last night?
I don't know. I'm not watching the clock, Scott.
No!
I just enjoy every minute as it happens.
You're in it for the love of the gig, right?
Yeah. Honest to goodness, I have no idea what time we ended.
Okay.
I mean, I walked out of there about 10:30, but I think we'd been done for an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah. We're going to have kids' movies in the hallway next year by this time?
Well, I guess we could.
You brought a guest.
I did bring a guest, and he knows a lot of cool stuff. J.D. Wood from our College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
J.D., how are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you doing
today? Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about you, since this is the first time you've been in to visit with us.
Well, I've been back in College Station about 2 years. I am the tourism manager for the City of College Station Parks and Recreation Department. Before that, worked in the City of Dallas for Dallas Sports Commission, and I'm an Aggie. Went to A&M, undergrad and master's in sport management, and this is home, so had the opportunity to move back. This is where I wanted to be.
Came back to heaven, that's for sure. Well, you got the games of Texas coming up, huh?
Yes, sir. July 30th through August 3rd, games of Texas is coming back. So you're looking about 10,000 athletes participating in 16 sports over that time frame. Busy weekend, basically game day in July.
Yeah, it really is. So now, Tell me what facilities basically are going to be used within this Games of Texas here.
It's facilities all over town in Bryan, College Station, and in A&M. You're looking at track and field being over at the College Station High School, swimming at A&M Natatorium, softball in Bryan. Really, the 16 sports cover a gambit of facilities and sports, anything from track and field and swimming, as I mentioned, boxing at the Hilton, all the way to judo, gymnastics, lacrosse, pickleball.
Hey, pickleball. All right, good. Awesome, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity for people to participate. We actually have registration going on right now, and it goes through July 17th.
Okay, now how can they sign up?
They can go online through at TAAF.com, which is TAAF.com, to get more information and register.
Okay, and again, the dates of that?
It is July 30th through August 3rd.
All right, so we'll watch for that. Well, let's talk a little bit about what it takes to bring different organizations in here. Within your last 2 years, how many times has an organization made their first trip to College Station?
Well, we've actually had a large influx of new business, as well as just repeat business now is growing because of the effort of both communities, A&M, just kind of having that message of we're College Station, we're centrally located, we would love people to come to town. So you're probably looking at another 25 to 30 new events that have come to town over the past couple years. Excited about the facilities we have to offer and the service that we're able to provide between the cities, the CVB, and A&M.
Let's move into this dream world where the city manager brings you in and sits down and says, gosh, we've got unlimited funds. What are we going to do to be able to attract even more? In other words, what do we need to do to grow even more in this?
I would say increasing the quality of our facilities. We know we had talked about the Veterans Park build-out before. You also have, if we were able to get some baseball or diamond fields, they can increase our softball footprint, as well as start developing our baseball even further.
Okay, now what does a diamond field mean?
Basically, the diamond field would be baseball, softball. Mm-hmm. A rectangle field is soccer, football,
okay, I
lacrosse,
see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Field hockey, Quidditch, anything that will fit on a rectangle field. It was a soccer field.
So now we're also looking at, I mean, Veterans Park is a kind of a shared type facility. It's got very nice memorials for veterans and any number of things. And of course, the Civil War statuary that was just dedicated yesterday. You have some field facilities there too. I guess you work with Brian when you have really large things that you coordinate with them. But is there an opportunity someplace else in College Station where fields can be added where we don't have them now, or maybe expanding where we have some that are existing?
Yeah, there's definitely, as we know, room to expand at Veterans, and then I think a lot of it would be adding lights to some of the fields that we have already. Continuing to add lights at Southwood, Anderson, Bachman, continuing to expand those lights. That also gives us longer hours we can utilize the fields. I know that there's parkland that we have in other areas that are designated for future parks, so hopefully over the next couple years we'll have the opportunity to develop those and maybe add some park amenities for our community, but also add the fields that are usage that for our other sports commuting that we need locally.
Who's our biggest competition?
As we go along, we're seeing that it's less and less state and more regional and national because of the services that we're providing when individuals come into town. But if you want to talk about state, it would probably be Round Rock, Frisco. Those two are kind of who we compete to get Corpus Christi. Those are some locations that usually when we go in to bid on events, that's usually who we're going against locally.
Okay. Traffic's a lot easier here than it is in Frisco, that's for sure. And in Round Rock, too, for that matter. Got a wish list of things that you want to bring in here?
Yes, definitely. We've talked about it a few times, Quidditch, the Quidditch Regional National Cup.
What is that? I mean, I've heard of it, and I saw a story, I think, in the Battalion about a Quidditch team, but tell me about this.
Have you ever watched Harry Potter before?
No, I haven't. That's okay. Why I need to know that.
Okay. In the movies, they ride around on brooms, and they fly around. Okay. Unfortunately, we haven't developed that technology yet.
If you do, that would really put you in the top notch. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
So basically, it's college-age kids running around on broomsticks and throwing kickball, volleyball, soccer ball, size ball through three hoops to score. There's also a guy running around dressed in all gold that if you catch him, you automatically win, and he can hide around anywhere on the facility. And it sounds amusing. It is fun to watch. But everyone's like, how is that a real sport? And then you think of the fact that the national championship had 220 teams of 20 people for 4 days in town.
Oh, my.
That would make a big economic impact to our community.
Is there physical contact involved? Is it like full contact Quidditch?
Yes,
is that kind
it's,
of thing?
Mm-hmm. I would say lacrosse, soccer, rugby, with a broomstick running
around.
Wow,
and they give you a broomstick. Wow, yes. That does sound kind of interesting. Now, but then, of course, we kind of like our seven on seven here. That's kind of a big hit for us, right?
Yes, sir. And they are coming back actually this year, July 9th through the 11th. We're excited to have them back. That's the varsity level. We also have primetime 7-on-7 come in June 26th or 27th through the 28th. They'll be in town. You know, in Texas, football is important, and so they'll be coming in town. We also, along with Quidditch, when we're going to a conference at the end of the month to look at trying to bring some more events in. Now they have a national 7-on-7, so we're looking at that. There's the Elite 11 that you see in Oregon. Mm-hmm. They have regional camps. It was in Dallas this year. We've been in contact with them with the ideas of what's in the future, hopefully, at Veterans Park now, and then what's in the future there coming. So definitely a lot of possibilities, a lot of interest right now.
Wow. Do we have any other 7-on-7s booked?
Not yet. We're definitely having those conversations. There's talk of maybe potentially rotating, but we're trying to continue to show that level of service. And so hopefully during the event this year, they have their meeting and they discuss it, and hopefully they will decide to come back again.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, if they want some more information about all these things that you do have booked that they may not know about until they see the traffic, do you have it all someplace on the web they can have a look?
Yes, sir. We always say it, you can find all the information you need about the city at cstx.gov. And you'll be able to navigate on the website to get to all our information on what's available. And worst comes to worst, give us a call over the Parks and Rec Department, and we can definitely answer any questions you have.
All right, good. Thanks for the background. Appreciate that. What do you got? Quidditch and 7-on-7. Together, what do you think, on the same field?
I think it's a great idea. But, you know, the Quidditch people don't bring cars. They bring broomsticks. So yeah. It really doesn't affect congestion.
Okay, now,
much.
What? All right, so now... When they show up, I mean, is it like a breakdown pool cue? You open it up and they got their own Quidditch broom?
They bring their own case. You're like, oh.
Is it called a Quidditch broom? Is it actually?
You know, I don't want to lie. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, now, if they showed up in a Swiffer, I think that might be against
the rules. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be able to do that. Well, okay.
Okay, so April 25th is the next Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event. Happens twice a year.
You take old Quidditch brooms, too?
Sure, we do. Yeah. As long as it's not radioactive in some way, we will take that. It's just a reminder, you don't want to pour things, you don't want to flush things like medications down the toilet, and used computers, you don't want to flush those down in the toilet either. So if you would take care of them properly, April 25th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the University Services Building, we'd appreciate it very much.
That's what the plunger's for.
I've interviewed the head of the Quidditch team at A&M. Yes, they have their own brooms.
Really?
Yes,
are they breakdown brooms that they screw together to make it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is there D1 Quidditch and then D2 and then?
Yeah, really.
I think right now it's just intramural Quidditch.
Oh, okay.
I think JD has insight. What?
Yeah, I was actually going to say the top five teams in the United States are actually all in the state of Texas.
What?
A&M is one of them.
Friday night broomsticks, man.
As soon as they move to Roombas, I'm in.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Joey Dunn from the Salvation Army, and you guys have a big celebration.
Yes, we do, coming up.
And a fundraiser to boot.
That's right. It's our annual fundraising banquet.
So what's going on?
Well, on Thursday, April 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the College Station Hilton, we'll be holding our annual fundraising banquet. It'll be our third annual coming up, and it's a very, very great event. great entertainment, but we'll also, folks will get to come and hear a lot about the local Salvation Army, what they do for our community.
And you've got an impressive keynote speaker this year.
Yes, we do. Well, the theme is I'll Fight, and it sounds violent, but it's actually a very great theme, quoting from the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth. And it's a great speech. I won't give that to you today. But I will say that we do have a wonderful speaker, Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, Jr. Now, he is the commandant at Texas A&M, but he is also a member of our advisory board. So we're very privileged to have him speaking.
Give me the who, what, when, where, and why.
Okay. And we also have, just so you know, we also have the Scene Cadets. So it's an all-American night. I mean, it's going to be fantastic entertainment. Again, why? I guess I'll start with why. It definitely, the funds that come from this, along with bell ring and other activities that occur throughout the year, the funds that come from the banquet as well as the silent auction and live auction all go towards local needs. 82 cents out of every dollar goes to directly to local needs.
Stays right here.
Correct. Again, other things going on. There'll be, again, great food, and all the festivities start up at 6:30. Doors open at 6 o'clock. We'll have, again, the silent auction and the live auction. And Scott DeLucia will be our MC.
Good luck.
He does a great job for us.
Sure he does. How do you get tickets?
All right, you can go online. That's kind of a long email address, but I'll go ahead and read it to you. brian.tx@uss.salvationarmy.org. That's one way. Or you can call 979-361-0618. Tickets are $50. We're also looking for table sponsors for $500. We put your name on the table. And also we have opportunities for folks to donate silent auction items in live auction items.
So this is end of April again.
The end of April, April 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the College Station Hilton.
Thanks, crank up at 6.
That's correct.
Joey, appreciate you coming in very much.
Thank you very much.
Judging a cell by its cover. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Every cell on Earth has a sugar coating, sugar-based compounds called glycans. Since every kind of cell has its own unique glycan coat, understanding them could be a key to identifying and targeting pathogens. University of Wisconsin-Madison biochemist Laura Kiesling discussed her work on glycans at the annual meeting of the American Chemical Society.
The glycan coat plays this very important role, not only reporting on what type of cell it is, but it can even report on the metabolic state of that cell.
For example, cancer cells display very different glycans than do normal cells, providing a potential target for new cancer therapies. Kiesling's team recently identified a human protein that recognizes the glycan coat of pathogenic microbes and is using it to find and destroy the bacterium that causes tuberculosis. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The long-awaited day is here, the Apple Watch. So now what? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Tablet computers are so incredibly useful for work, play, and fun. And now for a limited time, you can get the Commando Tab Tablet, designed by America's digital pro, Kim Commando, for $159.99. It's $159.99 for the custom-built Commando Tab Tablet. It has what's most important to you in a tablet. Easy to use, good size, and a great price. Send email, shop, read books, watch movies, share photos, post to Facebook, and make video calls with loved ones. This really does have all the bells and whistles. The Commando Tab features a vibrant, bright 10.1-inch color touchscreen, front and rear cameras, USB port, an SD card reader, all powered by a blazing-fast quad-core processor with 16 gigabytes of storage. You'll love the high-performance tablet, blazing-fast speed, high-res display, and easy to use. Order your Commando Tab tablet today at shop.commando.com. That's shop.commando.com. The limited edition Commando Tab tablet and accessories are available at shop.commando.com.
Apple, the world's most valuable corporation, has a lot riding on today. The much-hyped Apple Watch, the real first post-Steve Jobs product, went on sale a minute after midnight this morning. CEO Tim Cook says that he will not allow big lines to form in front of the Apple store. You have to get it by ordering it online or by making an appointment. And he boldly predicts that the watch will be a sellout today. But with no lines, no clamoring public, how would we know? Engineering a so-called sellout isn't hard to do. You just limit the number of products that the warehouse has to sell. Of course, no one's saying Apple would do such a thing. But really, who knows? Apple learned a hard business and public relations lesson with the failure of the iPhone 5C not even 2 years ago. Remember those embarrassing photos? Bottom line, whether the watch is a home run or not, there's really no way to tell. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. In 2 weeks, the College Station City Council will consider whether to continue negotiating with Texas A&M to use parking lots at Veterans Park to shuttle football fans to and from Kyle Field. Last night, the council heard from a dozen opponents to blocking the soccer games. Mia Polk was one of two youth players who spoke.
I want to be a goalkeeper for the Fine Texas Aggies women's soccer team. And the only way I can become a goalkeeper for the best team in the nation is by practicing hard, getting good grades, and be able to test them on Saturdays.
Betsy Pearson was the only one who reminded the council of who else uses Veterans Park.
I hope that you will consider retaining the park for its purpose, and that is as a place of relaxation and recreation. This park is a park that is dedicated to veterans. It's a park that's used by people in the community to walk, to enjoy, to picnic at.
State law did not allow any response from the council, and the item could not be considered last night because another state law requires 3 days advance notice to place an item on the agenda. The recall of Bluebell ice cream is the latest involving the bacteria Listeria. It's the reason that's such a problem, according to the head of the Texas A&M Center for Food Safety, Gary Acuff, is that Listeria flourishes in cold temperatures.
In a food that doesn't require heating, like ice cream or something like that, then you really do just have to trust the processor to provide sufficient control.
Acuff also says Listeria, which has to be killed by washing or by using heat, can easily get into food production facilities via clothing and even dust. The bacteria has also led to recent recalls of spinach and hummus. The newest statues at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial have been dedicated.
The Civil War Memorial was unveiled on the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Appomattox, where Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to Union General Ulysses S. Grant. A member of the memorial's board of directors, Bill Youngkin, read a letter mentioning his great-great-grandfather who witnessed the surrender.
He would later migrate to Upshur County, Texas, and inscribed on his tombstones are these words: Martin Utz, birth August 11th, 1842, death May 1st, 1916, Company K, 14th South Carolina Infantry, CSA. Proud Confederate soldier.
The Appomattox surrender was among the points presented by the keynote speaker, Baylor History Professor Michael Parrish.
When Union soldiers began to cheer, Grant ordered a stop to the celebration. There will be none of that, he said. The war is over. The rebels are our countrymen again.
Period music was provided by a quintet from the Brazos Valley Symphony, which is performing a Civil War tribute concert on the 26th. Divided by a wooden split rail fence is a Union soldier headed north and a Confederate soldier going south. Photos and a podcast of the dedication program are on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Supporters of high-speed rail between Houston and Dallas were given a setback this week by the Texas Senate. That's after the Transportation Committee voted 5-4 on legislation barring developers from having eminent domain power to take property against landowners' wishes. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner supports Senate Bill 1601, written by Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham.
I don't think long-term financially it's viable. If you look at what their ridership estimates are and their cost structure and the debt they have to assume. So in the end, I think they're going to be looking for subsidies by either the state or the federal government to kind of bail them out. I'm not a huge proponent of it in Texas. I think we need to improve our road infrastructure in Texas as our primary goal of transportation.
Officials at the Texas Central Railway have previously said they would not take any public subsidies. You can learn more about the bullet train at 4 open houses throughout the area the next 2 days, including College Station's Lincoln Center tomorrow morning from 10 to 11:30. TCR will also be in Madisonville tonight, in Navasota tomorrow afternoon, and Montgomery tomorrow evening. Over in the Texas House, the Transportation Committee was scheduled to hear from more than 60 people about what they thought about proposed state regulations on ride-sharing. Most were lobbyists representing companies such as Uber and Lyft, along with the taxi industry, who, according to the Texas Ethics Commission, have spent a combined $1.5 million.
Texas teachers are upset with a bill at the Capitol that could tie student test scores to their pay.
As lawmakers try to make improvements to teacher evaluation, some say House Bill 2543 goes too far. Association of Texas Professional Educators Monty Exter says they don't want compensation tied to student performance.
It is a very large incentive for, you know, educators who are wanting to be able to continue up the ladder on their compensation scale to try to teach in classrooms where kids are more likely to perform well on the test.
Exter says it would be like tying a doctor's pay to patient survival rates. No one would become a cardiologist or neurologist. The bill could be voted out of committee next week. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 64 degrees. We'll have more news at today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And here he comes. It's the Crawfish Man. He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. You looking to have a crawfish party? No party too big, no party too small for Crawfish to Go. Call Boudreaux right now. 406-2222. 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right. On the computer, too, at crawfishtogo.com.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
It's 8:40. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Cooler temperatures move into the area today. We'll see lots of clouds. Shower and thunderstorm activity will diminish. Temperatures will be around 70 today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight near 60. Tomorrow, frontal system is close by. We'll have clouds. Could see a shower or a storm. We start to warm back up. 80 tomorrow. There's the risk of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 65. Cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's us. That's who we are. So. Oh, I was hoping for something more dramatic than this. This is just Godzilla versus Godzilla. What if Godzilla 2014 fought Godzilla of 1998? Who would win?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's just computer generation. Fire breathing, building stomping, Godzilla welcomed back to Tokyo yesterday. That's right, your favorite violent radioactive monster was appointed a special resident and tourism ambassador to Shinjuku, the Shinjuku ward of Tokyo that's known for its bars and noodle restaurants. The Godzilla-sized head, towering 171 feet above ground level, was unveiled. The biggest star in Japan's movie history is now predicted to bring people to the Shinjuku district of Tokyo.
Aha.
Yeah. Didn't even bring Godzuki, though. Isn't that the little baby one?
That was a cartoon.
I know, but that was a likable one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because, well, that's extending the brand, right? I mean, because after all, you've got to have one that's going to be nice and lovable.
Ask yourself the next question. When was the time in your radio career you thought you'd be talking about Godzuki?
When did I ever think I was going to be talking about Quidditch? My God. And where were you? Where were you, geek boy? You were strangely silent.
On what? Quidditch?
Yeah.
I don't care about it. I know about it. I saw the thing in the battalion. I know it's a thing. I don't begrudge them. They're fun.
No, that's, I want them to be able to do that. That's for sure.
But I'm not that big of a fan of Harry Potter.
Again,
I didn't even finish the movies.
No.
No, I know.
I know. That's all right. I appreciate that we were learning about it, but even as JD was explaining it to me, I didn't really quite get the idea.
Yeah, you ever read Calvin and Hobbes?
And it was okay until he mentions the guy in gold, and if you catch him, you get like extra life points or whatever.
He's the golden sneech.
It's essentially whatever. Calvin Ball.
Okay. No, I know Calvin and Hobbes. I don't know anything else about it than that. Right. But, and I hope they come and bring money. Believe me, I think it's wonderful. Anybody who wants to come in and, you know, do legal stuff and leave money with us, I'm all in favor of that.
Thinking of getting some brooms, painting them gold, and trying to upsell them when they get here.
I like the idea of breakdown brooms now.
Yeah. Now, see, I think the breakdown brooms would probably be a hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Like screw them together like a pool cue.
All right.
Save on travel cost, etc.
Sure. True Detective released a first season 2 teaser yesterday.
It looks good.
Does it? Oh. Colin Farrell stars as a compromised detective named Ray Velcoro. I prefer he's called Ray Velcro, but Ray Velcoro.
Oh, Ray Velcro.
That's right. And Rachel Adams as ethical but troubled sheriff's detective Amy Bizarides. And Taylor Kish, is that his name?
Kish.
Okay, he's a war veteran motorcycle officer. Vince Vaughn portrays a career criminal. Season 2 takes place in California. And we'll see the characters thrown into a web of conspiracy after a murder. Of course, True Detective Season 1 premiered on HBO in January of 2014, and it was really, 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 really good. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. Anyway, June 21st is when True Detective 2 comes out. But part of what I liked about it was Louisiana. You know, there's great scenery, and plus they had a scene where they went through the projects of Beaumont, which I thought was kind of interesting. Didn't look like any projects I saw in Beaumont, but you know, that's all right. We'll see how that works out for him. Eddie Murphy will receive the prestigious Mark Twain Prize in American Humor at the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. Now, he joins people like Richard Pryor, Jonathan Winters, Carl Reiner, Whoopi Goldberg, Lily Tomlin, Steve Martin, Ellen DeGeneres, Tina Fey, Carol Burnett, Jay Leno. That's a pretty good group right there.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, in annals of comedy, when, you know, years from now, he was the man.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's probably right. There was Saturday Night Live was basically his only vehicle until he got
didn't
into
need
the movie
anything
thing.
Else.
Yeah, he did. That's true. It was for his key demo, it was happening for him.
He was a stand-up that just exploded at 18 years old.
So here we go. It's time to talk grilled cheese because tomorrow's grilled cheese sandwich day. The survey discovered that 81% of the participants who love grilled cheese say they have donated time, money, or food to those in need. 84% of grilled cheese fans love to travel compared to 78% of the people who don't.
Oh,
yeah.
So if you're a grilled cheese aficionado, you like to travel?
I don't know. I'm just reporting the information. The most popular cheese, according to the survey, would be American, favored by 41%, followed by cheddar at 33%, mozzarella.
What?
No.
At 10%.
Smoked Gouda's the best.
Gouda.
Swiss, see, now Swiss would be okay. It's got
as long as it's mixed in with something else.
Yeah.
Provolone, which
I'll buy that.
All right,
got to throw Gruyere in there somewhere.
Well, it's not in there.
Man,
brie at 2%.
Brie's melted already.
I know.
For the most
part. Are you going to do? Why would you want to heat that? Just make it a bigger mess.
When I saw Alton Brown talking about how it's really a griddled cheese unless you take it out and actually put it on
a
grill.
That's an excellent point. That is exactly right.
I've had a grilled cheese, and you can't grill the cheese itself, just the bread.
Yeah.
You still got to sort of melt the cheese somewhere else, but it's good.
A picky 10% of participants say they would remove the crust from their sandwich. You know, you can buy bread like that now. Have you seen it?
Crustless bread, yes.
I'm going, really? 47% say they like to add extras such as pesto.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I can do
why?
Pesto. Yeah.
No.
Pesto and tomato.
If I had grilled cheese twice in a week, the first time I just want it regular, and then let's spice it up a little bit.
Put bacon in it.
Bacon, avocado, tomato.
Bacon's okay. Bacon's
okay. Absolutely.
See, now heated avocado, that can get messy. That could, you know, but, yeah. I don't know. I can't see avocado. I don't get avocados on many sandwiches anyway.
Avocado and bacon just pair really well. Yes, they do.
Now, that's fine. That's fine. Okay.
I've had it on burgers, too. It's delicious.
Avocado with the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral.
No. Good heavens, no. What's the matter with you?
And when it comes to bread, white bread is the most popular by 51%, wheat's 29%, mm-hmm. sourdough 13%, rye 4%, and a baguette 3%. How are you going to do grilled cheese baguette? How does that work?
It works.
You have to do a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to sweat, or you got to, you know, you got to crush it down. You put it in that little, you know, like sandwich press.
And just when you flip it over, you say, ho ho.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Bravo, Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, speaking today with Kyle Merton of Blinn College. Kyle, take us through what it is that you do and then a little about the event.
I'm the Director of Alumni Relations here at Blinn College. Been here since July and had the opportunity to work with both Blinn College Alumni and Friends Association as well as the Buccaneer Letterman Alumni Association for the last few months. We're really excited about our upcoming event, the 2015 Blinn College Clay Shootout, coming up on April 24th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range. Brand new event for both of these associations. Traditionally, they've done golf tournaments to help raise money for each of their associations and each of the causes in which they help support Blinn College. This year they decided to kind of pool their resources, both financially and the personnel that work within those associations, and really just try to reach into a new clientele of individuals who like to participate in something maybe different than a golf tournament.
Can you tell us a little bit about the foundation, maybe where the money would go?
Most definitely, yeah. Each association decides on where they want their money to go to, so the proceeds will be split between those two associations. The Alumni and Friends Association has decided that they'd like to make their contributions to go towards an endowed scholarship that will go to the foundation for student scholarships. So that's what they've set their goal for, is to reach that mark. The Letterman Alumni Association has decided that there's some sports teams that are in need of some equipment, and so they're going to put the money that they raise towards hopefully being able to purchase that equipment for those sports teams here at Blinn College.
So both excellent causes. Now, how does someone go about getting involved in this?
That's a great question. There's a number of different ways that someone can get involved. You know, obviously by getting a team together, it's a four-man team, $500 per team, or individuals can also shoot, and we'll work to get those individuals paired onto a team the day of the event. And that's $125 per person. There's sponsorships available for both individuals and corporate, there's small sponsorships all the way up to larger sponsorships, whatever people can afford or would like to support the college with. We're also doing a raffle for a number of items. I think we've got 25 items from different firearms to major gift cards to televisions and spa services and among other things that we'll be selling as well. A lot of this information can be either received from our foundation website, which is foundation.blinn.edu, or by contacting me personally at 979-830-4495. But the majority of that information can be received off of our foundation webpage, which is foundation.blinn.edu.
And they can register right there?
Yes, ma'am. There is a registration link on the home page, and they can get all the information there. We just want everybody to come out and support Blinn, and hope to see a lot of people there.
The shoot will include 50 sporting clays, including 25 trap and 25 skeet. They're also going to feed you. There's drinks, raffles, prizes, trophies. Come on out. It's going to be a good time. If you need more information, you can also visit BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Do you want to sell or trade your vehicle without all the headaches it usually takes? Now, at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place, we are buying pre-owned vehicles of every kind every day. Want to trade up or lower your payments? This is your opportunity. Stop by Allen Honda for a free evaluation of your current vehicle. However, you better make haste. We only have until the end of the month to grow our inventory. Take big advantage of this time-sensitive matter and come by Allen Honda today.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 8 minutes till. It's Friday. You know, and the last 10, 20 minutes of the show, we could talk about almost anything. You just note, I mean, We've already talked about Quidditch today, so.
Quidditch and grilled cheese. I think we're pretty open for the miscellaneous category.
Hair.
That's not funny.
Hair. You deal with it every day.
No, you don't.
You do. Many people do, but you may not know really about hair. Body hair has muscles, believe it or not. Your body hair has muscle cells. That's what makes it stand up on end. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep. Body hair is tied to intelligence. Well,
then
there you
go. Then I had better be brilliant.
According to the 1996 study, the more body hair you have, the more intelligent you are. Researchers found that the majority of male Mensa members had more body hair compared to the average population, but nobody knows why. There are three types of hair. There's terminal hair, long and thick, like beard, okay, and armpit hair. There's vellus hair, which is finer, wispy, kind of like arm hair. And there's infant hair that is totally different than the body hair. It's called lanugo, I believe. But you lose all of that hair pretty much right after you're born. Body hair helps attract a mate. There are a lot of ways that your body produces hormones, but your body hair can actually wick away hormones and send them to potential mates. And there are tiny creatures that live in your eyelashes. Did you know that? They're mites that are called Dermodex, and they're about half of all the people out there have them. They're usually harmless, okay? But they can cause itching and inflammation. And your hair contains gold. Only a trace of it, but it is there. So there you go.
From what?
That I don't know. I mean, I guess we have some gold in our body somewhere, maybe. Dinosaur bones, estimated to be 100 million years old, recently discovered in suburban Dallas by a 4-year-old boy being studied at SMU. The dinosaur bones were first discovered in September next to a Mansfield, Texas retail center that was under construction. Dirt was dug up to make way for a shopping center. A Dallas zookeeper who lives nearby thought he'd be able to maybe find some fish fossils. The guy's name is Tim Bryce, so he took his son Wiley, go on a little fossil hunt. Wiley found a piece of bone, 100 million years old. That's kind of fun. Maybe if they find out what it really is, they can name it after the kiddo. You know, call it like a Wiley bone or something like that. I don't know what I don't know what those people call that kind of stuff anyway, but I think it's kind of cool a 4-year-old found it.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today, and we'll give you a $50 Walmart e-gift card.
$50 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund and get a $50 e-gift card to spend at Walmart.
50 big ones.
Get it at any of our 6300 neighborhood Jackson Hewitt locations.
Knock, knock. Who's there? $50.
It's our gift to you for giving us a try.
How much do we love you? $50.
File for a $50 gift. Simple as that.
Holler.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and get a $50 Walmart e-gift card instantly. Jackson Hewitt, working hard for the hardest working. Ask a tax pro or see jacksonhewitt.com for terms and conditions.
Brazos Valley Earth Day is just around the corner, celebrating the environment with local exhibitors, vendors, and demonstrations, a kids zone, live entertainment, free refreshments, and more. Brazos Valley Earth Day is a free, fun event for the entire family. Spend the day at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater on April 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Brazos Valley Earth Day. Don't miss it. April 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This ad paid for by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and the Brazos Valley Council of Governments.
Free till news. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gillette's new ad campaign, banking on the hope that men remain boys, is it introduced a line of Avengers razors. Yeah. Don't get too excited, though. The new line of Gillette is strictly for entertainment purposes. The real purpose of Gillette's news conference was to introduce their new FlexBall technology, utilizing a tie-in with the upcoming release of Avengers Age of Ultron next month. They tried to compare their scientific breakthrough in razor technology to the same cutting-edge technology that developed by Marvel super genius Tony Stark. That's Iron Man.
I paid 10 cents a piece for my double-edged razor blades.
Me too.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. We
use, both Patrick and I use the old-school safety razors.
It's wow. So nice.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Where do you get the razor? Where'd you get the razor?
Walgreens.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Do they have them?
They actually have a Pawn Stars edition at Walmart now. It's become so in vogue to shave in such a way.
Oh, yeah, because Rick, does that help Rick? Okay, gotcha. Internet's full of strange tricks designed to help parents get their... Is it... Now, can you adjust the blade, or is it just that one setting?
It depends. There's some that you can't adjust still. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's kind
Mine's
of intriguing.
One setting. Yeah.
That's kind of intriguing. I like that. I may go to that. The internet is a useful...